CBS News. President Reagan continues his recovery from last week's assassination attempt. Aides say he may have to remain hospitalized until the end of the week. I'm Rob Armstrong, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president's lung, injured by a would-be assassin's bullet a week ago, is slowly recovering, but doctors say there is still evidence of blood clots and damaged tissue. Nonetheless, Mr. Reagan was well enough to be briefed on developments in Europe and the Middle East by Vice President Bush, and he received a visit from Urban League President Vernon Jordan. Afterward, Jordan talked to reporters.
We just chatted about being in the hospital and what that means, and I gave him the advice that stood me in good stead during my 98-day stay, and that was to do everything that the nurses and doctors say, and you'll come out all right. And I think that the president will come out all right. He was chipper, he was cheerful, his spirits were up and bright, and I was delighted to have been able to come here as he came to me in my crisis.
White House News Secretary James Brady is also said to be making good progress in his recovery from a head wound. Doctors say he is eating solid food and talking to his doctors and his wife. CBS News continues in a moment.
Mom?
Mm-hmm?
Why didn't you show Bob's mother the new ring Daddy gave you?
Because all she'd look at would be the brown spots on the back of my hand and guess my age.
Come on, Mother. If you're that sensitive, get some Porcelana.
Some what?
Porcelana. It's a medicated cream that helps fade age spots.
Really?
Porcelana medicated fade cream works on age spots, sun freckles, and brown spots associated with childbearing years. Just rub it in. Watch those dark spots start to fade. Porcelana actually works in just 8 weeks. Porcelana medicated cream is available at cosmetic counters everywhere.
Porcelana. I think I'll try it.
Believe me, it works.
How come you know so much about it?
Bob's mother told me.
Oh.
Porcelana. Just rub it in. Watch those age spots, sun freckle spots, and brown spots start to fade. Porcelana medicated cream. Use only as directed.
Soviet President Leonid Brezhnev is in Prague, Czechoslovakia. Officially, he's there to attend the Czech Communist Party Congress, but sources say he'll meet with other top Warsaw Pact leaders to map out the next moves with regard to Poland. The East German news agency reported yesterday that more Warsaw Pact troops were sent into the war games inside Poland. In London, Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger said yesterday that the Brezhnev trip to Prague underscores the seriousness of the Polish crisis. There is also increasing U.S. concern about the latest fighting inside Lebanon, where more than a dozen ceasefires have been declared and shattered over the last 5 days. Again this morning, there are reports of sporadic gunfire between rightist Christians and Muslims. More from Diane Sawyer at the State Department.
State Department officials fear the conflict in Lebanon could expand into a regional war. For this reason, the United States has called for a major diplomatic effort to persuade the parties to back off and settle down. In addition to contacts with the Lebanese, the Syrians, and the Israelis, sources say the United States has also asked a number of other countries to use their influence on the parties involved. State Department experts say this is their primary fear, that the Syrians will launch a full-scale ground assault on the Christian city of Zaleh, that the Israelis will then respond with an air attack on the Syrians, and, one official said, the region could go up in flames. But if the two sides do cool down, the United States hopes the Lebanese army will move in and keep the angry factions apart. But officials here warn that even that has its complications. They say there are signs the Syrians may also turn against the Lebanese, adding another worrisome twist to this tangled, chaotic, and dangerous affair. Diane Sawyer, CBS News, Washington.
The five-day countdown has begun for the U.S. space shuttle Columbia. The countdown began just before midnight Eastern time last night. The launch is set for Friday. If everything goes smoothly, astronauts John Young and Robert Crippen will become the first Americans in space since 1975 when they pilot the Columbia into orbit. Now this.
The Wall Street Journal recently revealed that the next round of gasoline price hikes may not come from OPEC, but from increased state taxes. Have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal so that you can keep abreast of everything happening anywhere in business that can affect your future and your company's future. If you'd been reading the Wall Street Journal every business day, you would have read articles on how to learn from the mistakes of other businesses, why savings and loans are failing at the fastest rate since the Depression, how the interest rate roller coaster is making corporate America dizzy, and can natural gas really bridge America's energy gap? The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 52 weeks of the journal, one for every business day of the year, for less than $1.50 per week. That's just $77 a year. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-1500. That's 800-228-1500, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
The battle of the budget moves into the House today. The chairman of the House Budget Committee, Congressman James Jones of Oklahoma, plans to unveil his own list of budget cuts at a news conference later this morning. Last week, the Senate approved $87 billion worth of budget cuts proposed by the president. Rob Armstrong, CBS News.